nearly 100 businesses, business owners in rural areas here receive a larger than expected rates bill this year, or they will actually, because Stormont is not up and running. You might say, why? Well, the rural ATM scheme ensured that those who provided the service were exempt from extra rate charges. So if your local shop in a rural area had an ATM there, this scheme was there for that purpose. But that's fallen by the wayside because there's now no one to sign it off. Fermanagh businessman Rory McKegney is with me. Good morning to you, Rory. Rory, are you there?
Yes.
Good morning to you. Yes. Now, we're not talking about a couple of quid here. Tell me what kind of bill you received.
Vinny, I received a bill for £8,500 for the last 2 years.
Eight and a half grand. And what does that apply to? Does that apply to your premises, or is it just having that ATM there?
No, it does not apply to my premises. It's purely for the ATM machine.
So your rates for your shop are separate. They're additional.
That's correct. We pay a further £13,000 per annum for the shop premises.
I'm just trying to do my math. So £21,000 in rates. What kind of shop do you have?
We have a spa shop. We have a spa shop and filling station in the village of Temple in County Fermanagh. It's a rural village. The village depends heavily on the cash machine. It's a very important element of life in the village. The local shops, the chip shop, the pubs, etc., we all rely very heavily on it.
Yeah.
It's just very important to the commercial life of everyone in the village.
And why were you surprised? Why did this come out of the blue, this big bill?
We've had the cash machine in place for quite a few years, and we've never, ever had to pay rates on it previously. I earn, as the property owner, I earn a small commission on the having the cash machine on our property. It's not a big moneymaker. It's not something that makes a lot of money. But it's a vital service.
Yeah, I get that. It's there because that brings people towards your shop, and it also provides a facility for people in Temple.
That's correct. It's a very important asset to the village. Even something as mundane as getting school dinner money for the children. You know, it's just part of everyday life. It's an essential service within the village.
So what do you think of the fact that you've had this huge bill basically because we don't have Stormont up and running, and therefore this exemption scheme cannot be signed off again for another year?
I'm enormously disappointed to realise that this may be the end of this important asset to the village simply because Stormont is not up and running.
And will you have to remove the ATM as a result, or are you going to try and absorb this £8,500 bill?
Not feasible for me to absorb the bill. I have one more year to complete with the contract with the bank that has placed the cash machine on our property.
Yes.
Therefore, we face another £4,500 for the next year, which will bring my total rates cost for the machine up to £13,000. At the end of that year, I cannot, unless it has changed, I cannot see how I can possibly re-sign a new contract.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. Glenn Roberts is from Retail NI, the chief exec. Good morning to you, Glenn.
Good morning, Ben.
It's disturbing because we've all heard the stories. We all know, many of us, if you live in a rural area, maybe the bank has long gone and the ATM is essential. And the fact that it was that this exemption scheme was there, it's now gone. Another thing that we can say thank you to the fact we have no Stormont for.
Well, it's another casualty of Stormont not being in operation. It requires a technical vote every year, and obviously with Stormont or the Assembly not meeting, this vote can't go ahead. But it's just symptomatic of a wider problem in rates. For instance, the empty premises rates relief is another casualty of this, where, as you're probably familiar, some of your listeners might be familiar with the scheme, that's where you take over or you buy a new office or a new shop, which has been empty for a year, and you get a 50% rates discount in your vital first year of trading. That has fallen as well. So this Stormont event, these are two examples of Stormont not being there. I mean, in many rural areas, the ATM machine is absolutely essential because, you know, we have saw so many banks close their branches in many rural towns and villages. So the ATM in our member stores, like Rory, is absolutely vital, not just to the businesses that are in that vicinity, but also to those rural people as well,
yeah.
You know, cashing their benefits, all of those things. So it's absolutely vital. So we've raised this issue with the head of the civil, or with the permanent secretary of the Department of Finance. Again, it's run into a brick wall, it requires a vote in the Assembly. There isn't no Assembly in place, so it can't happen. So I would hope that at the very least, if the Assembly does come back this year, that that bill that Rory and other retailers has received will be paid back to him.
Well, this came to our attention in the Impartial Reporter. It's an article by Rodney Edwards, and we did go to the Land and Property Services. They confirmed that the ATM scheme and the Back to Business scheme expired in March of 2017, 31st of March. It added that a new end date for both of the schemes could only be extended through the passage of new legislation in the Northern Ireland Assembly. No further legislative extension or any new legislation in relation to either scheme was possible in the absence of a functioning executive and assembly. I think it's one we'll probably follow to see what else happens, what does fall by the wayside due to the current political status of Northern Ireland. But Glyn Roberts and Rory McKechnie, thank you both very much